Thank you for coming. All the devotees here. And I really feel honored to speak in the Radharaswari temple where I joined here many years ago. So today we are going to read Prabhupada Lilamrita. It's very good here. We are reading Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. So every day we glorify Krishna. And we need to glorify Krishna's devotees as well. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj prays to Lord Narasimhadev, Tasmadaham migata viklava Ishwarasya sarvatmanamahigranam yadhamanisham nichojayahana visarjam anupravistah puyetayenahipumam anuvadhitena. So here, puyeta yena hi kuma anuvarnitena. When we glorify Krishna and Krishna's devotees, we get purification. So today we have got the opportunity to speak about Srila Prabhupada and listen about Prabhupada glories as well. So I'm going to read from Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, chapter 9. Stay high forever. It's really nice title as well. It's very interesting. But while this was going on, an old man, 1 year past his allotted 70 and 10, wandered into New York East Village and set about to prove to the world that he knew where God could be found. In only 3 months, the man Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta succeeded in convincing the world's toughest audience, Bahamians and Pathets and hippies, that he knew the way to God, turn off, sing out and fall in. This new brand of holy man, with all due deference to Dr. Larry, has come forth with the brand of consciousness expansion, that sweeter than acid, cheaper than pot, and none busting by fuzz. How all of this possible? Through Krishna, the Swami says, from the East Village, October 1966. Prabhupada's health was good that summer and fall, or so it seemed. He worked long and hard and except for 4 hours of rest at night. He was always active. He would speak intensively on and on, never tiring. And his voice was strong. His smiles were strong and charming. His singing voice was loud and melodious. During kirtanas, he would thump Bengali mridanga rhythms on his bongo drum. Sometimes, for an hour, he ate heartily of rice, dal, chapatis and vegetables with ghee. His face was full and his belly protuberant. Sometimes, in a light mood, he would drum with 2 fingers on his belly and say that the resonance affirmed his good health. His golden color had the radiance of youth and well-being deserved by 70 years of health, healthy, non-destructive habits. When his mind, virility and vitality came on so strong as to embarrass a faded, dissolute New Yorker. In many ways, he was not at all like an old man, and his new followers completely accepted his active youthfulness as part of wonder of Swamiji. Just they had come to accept wonder of the chanting and the wonder of Krishna. Swamiji wasn't an ordinary man. He was spiritual. He could do anything. None of his followers dared advise him to slow down, nor did he ever really occur them that he needed such protection. They were busy just trying to keep up with him. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Parishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaksaru Damodara Swamiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Parishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Sasri Devi Gauravan Vichalini Nirsheshuni Vadi Pashyati Adi Shatarini. Jai Krishna Pavanityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here it says that Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70, he was working very hard, better than the youthful New Yorkers. So how it is possible? And 70 years old man, if you see in the street now, he says, oh, I have diabetes, I have arthritis, or I have this and I have that, or I have no time, you know, to do anything. But it's really interesting that Srila Prabhupada, working for Krishna, to awaken Krishna consciousness in the Western world. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj says that, evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kama vikama manuyah pravatan prasanga krittvatma sa surashina bhagavan grihitah soham kadam visraje tava vritti sevam. So evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kama vikama manuyah pravatan prasangat. Nowadays everybody want to do better, you know, people, they want a better life and they want a better house, they want a better job, or they want a better health. So everything they want better than what they are now. So here, evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe, in that way they're falling in a dark hole, right? Nowadays the youth, they want to become a doctors, engineers, and etc. But they don't want to concentrate on spiritual life. And he says that kritvatmasa surarshina bhagavan grihitaha soham kadam visruje tavavritya sevam. So with my fortune I met Narada Muni, the saint Narada. By his grace I escaped from this dark pitch well. So what kind of well it is? Prabhava ahi kupe. Ahi means snake. Snakes. The well which is full of snakes. Once you fall into it, just imagine, you fell in a well where there are millions of, billions of, trillions of snakes. They are very venomous, poisonous snakes. But just seeing them will be dead straight away. right? You'll be frightened for death. You cannot imagine what is going to happen to you next minute. So, such kind of people, such kind of ignorance they are in then in New York, hippies. So Prabhupada said, you just chant the holy name and then I'll make you happy. Now you are hippies, I came to make you happy. How it is possible? Prabhupada said, simple living and high thinking, right? This is only possible by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Once you start the chanting the holy name of the Lord, you'll be feeling the power of the holy name. Right? So, what is the power of the holy name? For example, when a woman becomes pregnant, as soon as she becomes pregnant, the symptoms will appear automatically. You don't have to try to show up, or you don't have to have an act as becoming pregnant. But the first symptom will be feeling a dizziness, or getting a vomiting. Right? The symptoms of the pregnancy. Or you get a temperature, you feel like your lips are being drying up. You're feeling like vomiting, right? And you have the head is aching a lot, and body is becoming very hot. There are the few symptoms. But what is the symptoms of the chanting the holy name? There are some symptoms. I had experience in time, they had to come with the holy name. If you take any tablet, it has side effects, or it has some effects. You take a paracetamol, a temperature, you get paracetamol, you feel like relieved from temperature for the time being. So the holy name also is a medicine. Like King Kulashekara, he says, Sitra Chedaika Mantram Sakala Upanishadvakya Sampuja Mantram Samsaru Cheda Mantram Samuchita Tamasaha Sanganiyana Mantram Sarvaishwaryaka Mantram Vyasana Bhujaga Sandasta Santrana Mantram Jihve Sri Krishna Mantra Japa Japa Satatam Janma Sapalya Mantra Jihve Sri Krishna Mantra Japa Japa Satatam Janma Sapalya Mantra. So here, Satru Chedaika Mantra. Like Prabhupada had a biggest enemy in this Hare Krishna land. When Prabhupada bought this land, there was a guy called Mr. Nair, right? He made so much hindrance for ISKCON devotees. Then what happened? The devotees, they didn't have any weapons. The only weapon was it, the holy name, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. By chanting it, there's evidence is there. The temple is being now, right, constructed and is being well equipped with many devotees, right, and many things. Satru Chedaika Mantram, the Nair has been destroyed, the temple has been saved, right? So that is the effect of the holy name. And Sakala Upanishad Vakya Sampujya Mantram, all the Upanishads and all the Vedas prescribed, just chant the holy name, nothing else. And that will bring to you everything. It will knock in your door. That will bring all the good fortune in our lives. So if you don't get it, that means something is wrong, or chanting, or with ourselves. If anybody is suffering from some disease, if the doctor gives a prescription, the disease will go in weeks time. If it doesn't go, then he is not following the doctor's instruction. So Setru Chedaika Mantram, Sakala Upanishad Vakya Sampoojya Mantram, Samsara Cheda Mantram. Gradually that will destroy our desire for the material life. And Samuchita Tamasaha Sangha Niryana Mantram. There are two kinds of foolish people in this world. Prahlad Maharaj says that, like, there are two kinds of foolish: Vidwana Pitam Danuja Kutumbam Pushnan Svalokaya Nakalpite Vai Yasviya Parakya Vibhinna Bhavaha Stamah Prapadhyeta Yadavimodaha Vidwana Pitam Danuja Kutumbam Pushnam Svalokaya Nakalpite Vai Yasya Parakya Vibhinna Bhavaha Stamah Prapadyeta Yada Vimudaha. So Vidwana Pitam Danuja Kutumbam. Somebody thinks in this world, I'm a prime minister, I'm a minister, I'm a collector, I'm a this and I'm that, I'm a lawyer, I'm a judge. They all are material qualifications he has. But when he doesn't think, who am I, where I come from, and what is my destination, then he is useless. Stamah prapadhyeta yada vimudaha. The foolish fellow, he is already in the darkness. He never can come out of it. An educated person as well, if he doesn't think, who is he and what is his duty, then he, instead of becoming Atma Rama, he becomes Kutumba Ramaha. Kutumba Ramaha means? Kutumba Ramaha means, you know, in the material world, there always something is happening, you know. Nobody is satisfied in the family life. As a rich man, as a poor man, as a beggar, anybody, nobody is satisfied. But even though they're dissatisfied, they try to find happiness within the dissatisfaction. That is called Kutumba Ramaha. So Stamah Prapadhyata Yada Vimudaha, though he is very educated, learned scholar, gradually he enters the darkness. By chanting the holy name, Tamasaha Sangha Niryana Mantram, he will gradually come out of the darkness. By just chanting the holy name, he will gradually come out of the darkness, and one day he will see Krishna by face to face. And Sarvaishwaraka Mantram. Right? Sarvaishwaraka Mantram. I traveled most of the world and I saw many, many ISKCON temples. But I hadn't seen any temple as opulent as Radha Rasvihariji temple. Adina Prashadam. There are many things. Radha Rasvihari temple is the most opulent temple in the world. So, by chanting the holy name, Sarvaishwaraka Mantra, by simply by chanting the holy name, the opulence will come to the place. Right? If the Jehovah temple is already a temple in the Bombay, right? Getting it place is very difficult in nowadays in Bombay. But having such an opulent temple, see, that is the effect of the holy name. And Vyasana Bhujaja Sandasta Santrana Mantram. People have many, what do you call it, bad habits. By just chanting the holy name, one day he becomes free from all the bad habits. That is the effect of the holy name.
right? So in this way, Srila Prabhupada traveled to entire world to preach about the holy name. Just chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Some people might think, you know, but just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what is going to happen? You had to work, man. You had to work hard to make money. But by just chanting the holy name, somehow Krishna provides all that, you know, Krishna provides to his devotee. If somebody is thinking, I've been chanting the holy name for a long time, if nothing happened to me, you know, I'm in a very bad home, I'm in ill health, I'm lacking this, I'm lacking that, that means, you know, something is wrong with sadhana. If the devotee should be always, you know, floating in the happiness. If he is not floating in the happiness, he is suffering from many things. That means he is not doing few things. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he says that Tattir Hattama Namahasudikarma Puja Karma Smutischaranayo Sravanam Kadayam Samsevaya Kwaivineti Sharanghayakim Bhaktim Janaha Paramahamsagatim Labhita. Like Srila Prabhupada, he was a Paramahamsa, Parivrajaka Acharya. Right? He was always smiling. At the age of 70, he says that he was smiling always. How he was able to keep it? Just following his guru's instruction and chanting the holy name. And here he says, Prahlad Maharaj, he says that Bhaktim janaha paramahamsa gatim labheta. If somebody want to follow the path of paramahamsa, there are six principles to follow. The first one is offering prayers to Krishna. Krishna likes prayers. Stuti stota rana priyaha. When you glorify Krishna, he likes it. And Krishna is rana priya. He created Ramayana because he likes to fight. When he fights, he is happy. And he created Mahabharata. Why? Krishna likes war. So first he likes stuti. When he glorify Krishna, he likes it. And the second thing is dedicating all the results, activities to Krishna. Whatever we do, we have to offer all the results to Krishna. If you think I am doing it, that means something is wrong with you. And worshipping Krishna is the third one. And the fourth one is working on behalf of Krishna. You see, Prabhupada never had selfishness, or he never worked for his sense gratification. He always worked for Krishna's sense gratification. That's why there is so many acharyas in this world. There are so many devotees from 19th century or 18th century. But Prabhupada became so famous. You know why? The holy he became pure devotee. People glorify the entire world. Right? And always remembering Krishna's lotus feet. And hearing about Krishna's glories. We just had to do these six things every day. Otherwise, if you don't do these six glories, the six things for Krishna, otherwise we have six enemies, they will attack us every day. How it is? Krishna says, Atakina, Arjuna asks in Bhagavad Gita, Atakina prayuktoyam papam tirati purushaha anischinnapi varshneya baladivani yojitaha. Right? So Krishna says after this, Kamayesha krodayesha rajogana samudbhavaha mahashano mahapapma vidhinam iha vairinam. Right? So there are six enemies. Jnanino nitya vairinam. For the jnanis and the devotees, this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, mascharya. So if you want to shoot these six enemies, then you had to have these six bullets. If you miss them, then they'll attack you, finished, and that's it. The first one is offering prayers to Krishna. The second one, dedicating all the results, activities to Krishna, and worshipping Krishna, and working for behalf of Krishna, and always remembering Krishna, hearing about Krishna's glories. If we do this, we will be happy, and the entire world will be happy. If we don't do these things, six things, we won't be happy on ourselves, we will make people's lives miserable as well. In this world, everybody is looking for happiness, right? Like Prabhupada went to America to make these hippies to happies. How we can get the happiness? Because one of the effect of the holy name, it becomes, when you chant the holy name, it full heartedly becomes happy. Like Gajendra in Srimad Bhagavatam, he gives a clue for happiness. In this world, you know, there is a yoga for happiness, and they have clubs and pubs and this and that to find a happiness. But Gajendra, what he says, ekanti no yasya nakanchanardam vanchantiye vai bhagavat prapannah atyadbhutam tacharitam sumangalam gayantananda samudramagna atyadbhutam tacharitam sumangalam gayantananda samudramagna. Right? So in this world, Prahlad Maharaj gives one example. Putra sisha sruti sukha mriga trishni rupa kvedam kalevarama sesharu jambiroha nirvidyate natu jano yadapiti vidvan kamanalam madulavai samayandurapai. So people are hankering after the happiness. People are running after the happiness. But Prahlad Maharaj is saying that there is no happiness at all. Trasisha sruti sukha mriga trishni rupa. The happiness, if somebody is finding for happiness, is like a mriga trishni rupa. You know what's the meaning of mriga trishni rupa? Mirage, right? Marichitoyam. Marichitoyam means like you're walking in the 1 o'clock in the afternoon in the road. From the distance you feel like a, you know, water. Like the distance from water is there. That's called marijitoyam. There is no water, but we feel there is a water. So like this, Prahlad is saying that mrigatrishni rupa, there is no happiness at all. Even though kvedam kalevaramaseshara jamviroha, This body is reservoir of the diseases. How can we enjoy this material life? Like people have so much money, they have diabetes, they cannot eat sweets. They're suffering from, you know, gastric problem, they can't eat so much. So nirvidyate natu jano yadapiti vidvan But still, even the people are so learned scholars, they will never get tired. They're still there after the Mrugadrishni Rupa. They're walking long, long distance. They walked 100 miles, millions of miles, but still, I'll go further. I may find some water. I might find some happiness. But still, even there is some happiness, it's like a madula vaihi. If the burning fire is there, blazing fire is there, you put drops of honey on it, it's not never going to satisfy. In this way, we never will be satisfied in this world. But solution is it? The solution is that stop hankering for things and stop asking Krishna for happiness and just chant the holy name, and that will give you everything. Everything, whatever is in this world. Like Pushyecha Tatra Kimalabhya Ananta Abdhe Kim Tair Gunavatika Rahaya Sasiddaha Dharma Daya Kimagunena Chakshitena Saranjusham Charana Upagaya Tamnaha Pushyecha Tatra Kimalabhya Ananta Abdhe. Once Krishna is satisfied with you, is there anything which you can't get it? Like Prabhupada satisfied Krishna. Krishna gave so many opulent temples in the world. Like in London we have a temple, Bhaktivinoda Manor, which has got 120 acres of land in London. 120 acres of land. It's a beautiful place. Because Srila Prabhupada satisfied Krishna with his pure devotion. Tushte cha tatra kimalabhya ananta abdhe. So we don't have to run after the, you know, this happiness in this world. This is already is there. By nature, it's already been provided. Especially we don't have to hanker for the happiness. Thus when Lord Narasimha Dev appeared in front of Prahlad Maharaj, he says, Prahlada Badram Badrante Pritosam Pritosvam Deha Asurottama Varam Varam Vranishvabhivatam Kama Purosmi Ahamdranam. Hey Prahlad, I'm fully satisfied with you. Ask whatever you want. I'm ready to give it to you. You know Prahlad Maharaj what he said? If we were there we might ask, you know, I want to become this, I want to become that. What Prahlad Maharaj says? Yadi dasyasi me kaman varam swam varadarshava kamanam rudya samruham Bhavatasurunivaram Indriyani Maro Buddhi Atma Dharmo Drutir Matihi Hrihi Srihi Stejaha Smutihi Satyam Yashyanashyanti Janmana Vihinchati Yada Kaman Manavo Manasisthitan Tarheiva Pundari Kaksha Bhagavatvaya Kalpate. Prahlad Maharaj was actually
upset with Lord Narasimhadev. We are upset. Krishna is not satisfying us. You know, Krishna is not making me this. Krishna is not making me that. Krishna is not giving me this. Krishna is not giving me that. You know, I'm suffering. Why it is that? Right? We are always asking something Krishna. But Prahlad Maharaj, he was really upset. He says, Yadi dashyasi me kaman varam swam varadarshava kamanam rudya samruham bhavatasurune varam. Oh my dear Lord, if you want to really give me boon, please take uproot my desires from my heart. Because these desires, they never can be satisfied. That is the message Prabhupada wants to spread entire world, and by this mission he became succeeded, because he was working for behalf of Krishna and for Krishna. But there is one secret is there. If you ask something Krishna, because we are, you know, small entities, we might ask for very, very small things, insignificant things. The Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. His heart is very big. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he went to Krishna to just sit on his father's lap. But Krishna Krishna appeared to Dhruva Maharaj, he didn't want to ask anything. He said, oh my dear Lord, by just your darshan I became satisfied. I don't want anything. But Krishna says, you know, since you came to me, my devotion never goes in vain. So he gave his father's kingdom. When Dhruva Maharaj left his body, he gave him the Dhruva Loka. Krishna created one planet for Dhruva. So in that way, you know, we might ask silly things for Krishna. Better not ask for Krishna anything. Just try to satisfy Srila Prabhupada's mission and Krishna. And whatever you might have desires in your heart, automatically you'll get them. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Radha Ras Vihari Ji ki, Shri Sitaram Hanuman Ji ki, Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Shri Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Samvet Bhaktarind ki, the Gaur Premanande.